Good afternoon, Largo High School. My name is Herman Rios from Tampa, Florida, and I will be reviewing your program in the area of auxiliary. Welcome to the Tampa Bay Music Games. I am really looking forward to seeing your show. I hope you guys have a great run. I'll be back when you're ready to start. All right, Largo, looks like we're ready to go. I just want to take a minute to compliment you on the aesthetic. The costumes are very nice, very form-fitting, very flattering.
Everything that will ever exist, everything that will ever happen, all begins here, within this tiny bundle of energy.
Nice job by the soloist there. Good job on that impact moment there. Okay. Okay, just be careful as you go into some of these releases that you keep that wrist pulled back so the rifle doesn't flop in the air. Okay. I mean, very interesting how you create that that opening build. Okay. Okay. I would also take a look at some of the secondary focuses you have in terms of color guard, like when you have people that are not necessarily part of the main feature, you know, what are they doing and what's their contribution to what the rest of the color guard is doing? Even though you may be the secondary person, your part is just as important as what the main part is. Okay. Good job going into that lift. Okay, that was a nice effort by the partners there. Very well achieved. Okay, let's make sure we get our hand in there on time so we catch that rifle, okay? Okay, take a look at our lower bodies as we travel from space to space. Also, look at some of these jumps as you do those sautés. Look at that back leg. Are you extending all the way from the hip all the way through into the toe? That's really important. Okay, you do a lot of weight sharing with the color, which I think is really cool and very interesting. I'm watching this little saber section here on the bottom right corner. Okay, just definitely some variation in terms of release technique, how we get into that release and the rotations in the air. We want to define that. I think it's very interesting how you move the saber in and around the body. Okay, but again, I mean, there's some semblance of training there. Just make sure that we all release and catch at the same time. And then when you go into that fish roll into the back there, watch that body as you go in. Okay. Okay, it's cool how you move the saber in and around the body, catching under the leg. A lot of variety in terms of the writing there. Just make sure that we all have the training to support that. Okay. Nice shot by the flag soloist on the bottom left. Oh, yeah, there's still a lot of variety in our releases in terms of timing and rotation when the sabers are up in the air. Okay, interesting flag add-on. Just make sure we define that catch position flag line. Okay, definitely, I think there's some interesting writing things for you where it's about cleaning and defining and make sure the kids understand how we achieve these spatial pathways, you know, how we manipulate the saber in and around the body, you know, where the weight is distributed. Okay, there's some variation in terms of the lower body for the flag line here. Okay, make sure all the guys know what time we go into that release, what count is that release line. Make sure we all release together, get the same amount of energy so we get the same amount of rotation. Okay, bit of a transitional moment there for you getting into that. I would watch how you build into that flag feature, you know, in terms of, you know, what the color guard is doing. Are we just, you know, are the angles all the same in terms of how we hold that flag under our arm? Yeah. Okay, let's make sure that when we do that neck roll, you don't push the tip into the silk, so you got to come up with a sail. We want to keep that color open. We want to be able to see that. And then there's a lot of variety in terms of, like, timing of release. So, I don't mind the writing at all. I think it's more just making sure that all the kids can achieve it, number one. And number two, making sure they understand what it's all supposed to be. Okay, cool. Different way to express impact by stripping the silk and hitting the post. But make sure we define the post from person to person. Make sure we're all doing the same thing. I also think that, you know, in terms of performance quality, we could probably project a little bit more. You know, our press box isn't super high, so I think you can reach up here. You're just going to have to go for it. Okay, when you go into that shot stand, try and make sure that you get those arms away from the body. Also, as you go into these leaps, make sure, look at the, you know, you're doing the pas de chat. You got to point those toes. Okay. Okay, and watch that back leg as you do that sauté and the roll into the ground. I mean, I appreciate the effort and the fact that you're going into the ground. That's a difficult skill. Just make sure we do it correctly. Okay, now that the kids aren't so concerned about their equipment, it seems they're projecting much more. They seem much more confident with this number than they did in the prior one in terms of characterization and expression. Yeah. I would say definitely I'll put some time working on your plié technique, getting in it. So when you do these jumps, getting in and out of the ground, that you get better extension, you know, plié, so that you can get up into the ground and get more height. And then make sure that you brush those toes off the ground so that you get nice pointed feet. Okay. I would also think about these secondary moments when you're not necessarily have choreography. Make sure that you're still performing. That's your opportunity. Okay. And that was cool how you're converting part of your uniform into a piece of equipment. You know, nice use of the chain flag. Just make sure that everybody, you know, when you come into that opening impact, that everybody's silk opens up so we get the full impact and get all the color. Okay. And also make sure you guys watch each other for timing. Looks like we're missing a chain flag on the front left there. Yeah, I would say definitely an area for growth of you in terms of movement is working on your feet, you know, making sure we get those toes pointed, working on our turnout, and if something's a passe position, really making sure you get it to a true passe. And I would work on some of these costume changes, you know, making it not so cumbersome so we're not watching them change their costumes. Okay. Oh, okay. Not bad. You know, moderately well achieved, I would say. Just got to get the hands in there and get that gun in your hands. Timing of the release, guys. Watch the free hands underneath, too, so make sure you have a nice clean catch. Okay. Okay. You know, also watch some of that flexion of the wrist there as you're doing some of those, like, flourish-type movements. Nice job with the one-handed release. I mean, I know that's a difficult skill. You can clean that up, but, I mean, it's early in the season enough that you can get that nice and clean. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, definitely, you know, timing is something, this, you know, seems to be an issue here. I mean, it seems to me this might be newer work. I think, you know, what they're doing is, you know, it's challenging. It's just a matter of making sure that they can all get through it together and that they know what it's supposed to be. Yeah, a lot of variety going into that prep. Also, lots of variety in the release technique so that those heights and rotations are not going to go up and they're not going to be together. Okay, I see we have some guard just standing on the right. I'm not really sure if that's because, I'm not really sure what that's about, I guess I should say. So I just want to take the time to comment on that because, you know, those are auxiliary people that you can be contributing to the whole program. Okay. Okay. Obviously, you know, at this point, our show's a work in progress. For me, I really think it's important for you to, you know, get into some of those basics, you know, working on their wrist control, making sure you're cleaning up the release technique, making sure the kids are understanding the what and the how of what they're doing, making sure that you work on those feet and those lower bodies, make sure you really stretch through as we go into our jumps and turns, working on our turnout, all those things, and, you know, make sure we use our center, okay? I do like the aesthetic in terms of, you know, what you're doing. It's just cleaning up the how. I think the students look good in their costumes. I think it's flattering. I think it's appropriate for them. I think you're trying some very interesting things and really trying to push the envelope. Just make sure you have that they demonstrate the training to support all of that. All right. Good job, Largo High School. I hope my comments have been helpful to you today. I would like to wish you guys the best of luck, okay?